Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
Today we've got Oscar-winning actress Gwyneth Paltrow. She opens up about parenting, her wellness routine, and the perfect date night with her husband. And from the new HGTV series, Backed by the Bros, superstar siblings Drew and Jonathan Scott. And we're talking about Olympic great Simone Biles opening up about the first time she met her husband and how she knew he was the one.
From Studio 1A in Rockefeller Plaza, so get up, it's Today with Hoda
and Jenna.
It all starts
right now.
I'll give you right. Hi, guys. Come on. We're sporting these great hats because it's April 17th, which happens to be my mom's birthday. Mom, happy birthday.
And it's also 100 days
until the Olympic Games. So that's why we have these hats. Wait, did I tell you it's my mom's birthday?
Happy birthday!
I just want to make sure. I love you, Mom.
Y'all have already celebrated.
We celebrated. We're going to celebrate again. We're going to have a party and stuff tonight, too. We're doing it. Okay, so let's talk. We've been celebrating the Olympics, 100 days until the Olympic Games, and these hats were sent. I think we asked for baseball hats.
These hats are...
Look how they look sideways. Turn your head sideways. Look
well, first of all, mine is sideways, which Zach tried to straighten out for me, but was unable to do because...
I saw a guy wearing his like
no,
that.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
You look like an umpire.
I do?
You look like you're a catcher in baseball.
Let's go!
You know, there's very few hats that make our head seem petite. Or any of us seem
I like
petite.
Them.
And this really does it.
All right, so there were... By the way, today was so much fun. Because there's something about the Olympics that it makes the mood lighter,
right?
And the plaza was packed with athletes. I mean, many of them are hopefuls. They want to go there.
Yes.
They talked about the men's basketball team.
But also, you guys decked it all out with cheese and
you saw that
croissant.
Baguettes.
And it made me really excited for the combination of the Olympics
and croissants. Oh, yes,
well,
exactly.
Paris has croissants and wine and cheese.
You know who we're hoping to see there? And Tarika was talking about this, Simone Biles, because
oh, yeah.
They're saying it may be kind of the dream team because Simone is trying out again. Suni Lee's trying out again.
Oh, my gosh, what?
Gabby Douglas is
no.
trying out again. You could end up having one of those kind of dream teams. You don't know because it's hard to make the team. It's
now,
really hard.
And if that is the case, you need to go. Well,
yes.
You're going.
Okay.
You need to pack this because I feel like
why?
You are the kind of cheerleader for the gymnast.
Yes.
And I think you need to be in this stadium with this huge thing on your head so they can find you.
Okay. All right. Well, Simone did this podcast called Call Her Daddy, and she revealed a lot of things. She did talk about the Olympics, the last Olympics, and how she got the twisties, and how she thought people weren't going
to
like her
which is horrible.
She also talked about her personal life and how she decided that her man was the right one, her now husband, Jonathan Owens. Take a look.
I was like, oh, he's so cute. And I think he had his bulldog on there. I was like, he has a dog. To me, if he had a dog, that meant he was responsible. And I went to his profile and I didn't know it was his nephew. And I was like, he has a kid.
Oh, no. You thought he had a kid?
I thought he had a kid. But then, you know, our soccer skills.
30 seconds. You figure it out.
You figured it out.
Everyone. Yeah. Of course.
So it was okay.
Okay, so she saw a dog.
Yes.
First a good sign.
I get that.
Mm-hmm. She was like, you know what? He can take care of something other than himself.
Yes.
That's nice.
And an animal lover means a gentle, kind of compassionate.
Uh-huh.
Like
right.
If I went and I saw, baby girl? Henry,
baby girl. Uh-huh.
On the internet with Mango curled up watching the Masters, which they did.
You'd love that.
Oh, yes.
That's
right.
That's
although,
for you.
I don't know. Would we? A cat might make it.
I'm not sure.
Anyway.
But I like how she also did a quick deep dive. She was like, I like him. Let's get in. Let's figure out. Because this is the thing with social media. You know everybody's history. You can't escape your past. And you can't really pretend unless you're pretending all the way on social media.
I know. So it is weird that now if you have a crush on somebody, you can just Google them on up. Google them.
I know, you really can.
Do you?
I've done that, and sometimes it gives you a little, sometimes I like to know less, because I feel like you don't really get a fair shot at anything.
Yes.
Because, like we say, you're different every few years. You weren't the same person. Like, if someone looked at you back in the day and looked at you today, I mean, look at your depth. Like, you are, like, a very deep, you have meaningful conversations. Yes. You care about those things. You would have, if they looked back at you back in the day, you'd be
that's the main thing. If you're just Googling for headlines, that isn't getting
that
to know somebody.
Yes.
That's just a snapshot. That's a single story of somebody.
I mean, if there is a consistent thread, like, then go bye-bye.
Red flag.
Yeah, you're not changing him.
You do need to get to actually know people, not just see their headlines, not just see their profile pics, not just read about their old girlfriends. Mm-hmm. That ain't enough.
That's not enough. You got to just have a sit down. But trust your instincts. If you think, sometimes guys who are too charming and you find out, like, that's no, in the beginning, it's great.
Yeah.
You're like, wow.
Yes.
They're dazzling. But after a while, then they're trying to dazzle the waitress and dazzle this one and
one. It's all performative.
It's not good.
You're like, can you just be real?
Okay, big debate.
Huge.
Big debate. Everyone on social media is talking about it.
Okay, so the Delish Instagram account asked, which piece of cake is superior?
On a sheet cake. Okay, there are corner pieces. There's the edge piece.
There's the centerpiece.
We're gonna break this debate down.
Yes, we are.
Oh.
Wow.
Let's move all this. Oh, okay.
Okay. Uh-oh. Do we have, here they are.
Yes, of course you do.
Yes, you
okay,
do.
Okay, so.
Now, can I just say I'm going to have a hard time with this? Because I would say the corner piece, but there's too much icing here.
Well, my whole problem with the corner piece is it's a bunch of icing with a tiny little bit of cake in it.
In Texas, typically, a sheet cake just looks like this.
No, but usually people want the flour. Give me the flour. Give me the thing. That's why they want it. You just scraped off what some call the best. Because now you just have an edge
piece. Okay, well, then I'm going to go with what I want.
Oh, my God.
Which I know.
The middle?
Sorry, but I don't want all that stuff.
But that's what I mean. That's the knock on the corner. It's icing. Oh, a little cake.
It's not always like that, though.
I kind of like the edge. Because you get a little icing and you get the...
I don't want that much icing.
No, but I'm just saying you have an option. This is icing. This
is so much icing that if you ate that right now.
But you've done that before. You've eaten that.
No, don't shame me. How do you know what?
No, but you have, because we all have. Can I have the flour? Can I please have my letter? Can I please have the J?
I haven't done that since I was. Do I have chocolate in my hair? I haven't done that since I was 10.
Well, you liked it then, and you know.
Okay, what about a brownie?
What?
Have you heard of a brownie? Do you like the corner of a brownie or do you like the inside of a brownie?
I like the inside.
Oh, I like the corner. Yeah. See, I like that crisp.
Yeah. Does that mean you're right?
That means...
What does that mean?
My people support me. Thank you.
You were feeling a little unloved and I think you needed that. I think you needed it.
Well, I you're right.
You have.
I needed a little extra attention today.
Likes,
y'all knew it. And you gave it to me. Thank you.
And that's called love. I'll applaud you too. Corner piece. A brownie. Think about what this must sound like to someone at home. Yay, edges. It's so crazy.
Wow.
All right, coming up next. Guess who's here? Drew and Jonathan Scott are here. The property bros have a lot going on these days, and we're going to catch up with them in a moment.
But first, y'all, as the games approach, we are celebrating our Olympic and Paralympic athletes and the communities that support them with a special message from our sponsor, Toyota.
This portion of today is sponsored by Toyota. Start your impossible.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. Mixed with blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar for the perfect balance of sweet, salty, and sour every time. Discover legendary taste with Cayman Jack, America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
All right, it is a big year for our pals Drew and Jonathan Scott, both personally and professionally.
They are out with a new HGTV series. It's called Backed by the Bros, where clients pitch investment ideas and Drew and Jonathan support them with their expertise and their resources.
Bam, bam, bam.
This looks like it's going to have a lot of conflict.
Oh, there's some drama. Well, this is the thing. Tell me, if you were doing a renovation project and you had us come and say, we will be there to help you, we will bring resources, contractors, designers, and help you, and we give you advice, would you turn around and do the opposite of what we advise?
Of course not. Why would we call you?
And so many people do.
Why do they do that?
You've never seen a show like this on HGTV because these people are literally at the brink where they're going to lose everything. One of our couples, their retirement savings, their five kids' college funds, they've lost everything.
Wait,
and
what?
We're coming in to try and rescue them, but still some of them don't listen.
So, well, and what happens when they don't listen? Do they sometimes make
better decisions? I open hand slap them. Yes. No.
Does it work out for them?
I mean, sometimes what we do, these are their projects and we're trying to support them. So we're not coming in and taking the reins.
Right.
It's still theirs and we're trying to assist them and bring our resources. So they make different decisions and we still try to get them on track. But at the end of the day, not all of them are successful stories because they're just digging themselves deeper.
It's reality. Everyone loves the idea of, oh, I wish I could have an investment, a real estate investment. Some people just can't handle it.
Yeah, it's tough. Oh, all right, gosh. Well, let's talk about you guys personally, because enough about the show. All right, so let's talk about your engagement.
Yes.
Zoe, how's wedding planning going? What's happening?
Oh, my gosh. So many decisions, babe. We've done nothing.
Okay.
we're still just enjoying this year, affianced.
Affianced.
Yes.
I like
and
it.
So
is that
we,
a word?
Yes. We're,
so fancy.
No, we're having a good time. Essentially, for us, we've both been married before. This, for us, it's just about having a kick-ass party with the people that we love.
I love that. So, and you're both on the same page.
So it's not a, like, you know, sacrificing, getting in fights over colors, et cetera,
not
et cetera.
A chance.
Flowers.
No.
Are the three of us invited?
100%.
Okay.
Are you? Is he the best man?
I don't even know if we're going to do the whole best man lady.
Well, that really hurts his feelings.
Yeah, I think we're just going to focus more on, we'll do the ceremony and we'll get to the reception. So yeah, we haven't figured out anything. All I know is no pressure, because I don't care at this point in my life where when somebody has, oh, you have to invite these people, you have to, I don't care what anybody else wants. We're doing this for us.
Yes.
Yeah.
So is it going to be big or small?
Like, I think it'll be intimate. Yeah.
Intimate.
Yeah. Okay.
But isn't it so annoying when you have somebody like the parents pressure you to say, you need to invite this person that you haven't spoke to in 18 years.
So we're not inviting any of the parents.
Yeah.
What about your third secret brother that's been hidden off?
I don't know. Wait, JD? He's been on you've seen him on our shows and whatnot.
No, we have, but y'all, there was a whole expose in People Magazine.
Yeah. Expose.
Some people, here he is, meet the third property bro.
Wait, what do you mean hidden away? I mean,
well,
JD?
Well, some people don't know JD. Okay, now if you're a huge
fan. If you're a fan, of course,
like us,
you definitely
we know JD.
But some don't.
But some people think, hey, it's
who's
just
that?
YouTube bro.
I think you need to have JD on the Today Show because he has more dirt on us and he has more fun than we do. That's why we bring him on Brother vs. Brother.
I think it's been a slow move for him. He's eventually going to knock us off and become the singular property brother.
Yes.
Property
bro. Is there any tension that you two are like kind of wildly famous and
you work together so closely
and spend all the time together?
I actually think he loves that we do our thing and he does his thing because, I mean, he's had shows too in the past and he works in TV and he loves it. But Jonathan and I are sort of like the loud ones in the room.
Yeah.
So he appreciates us. Like, step over there and give me some quiet space.
Wait, is he the, y'all are twins.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is he older or younger?
Two years older.
Yeah. Oh, he's 2 years
older. Because Barbara and I always felt like if we had a younger brother, we might have eaten him.
Yeah, I could see that.
Right.
But yeah, see, JD is like the Brad Pitt of the family. He's older, but he looks younger. He's better looking. Darn him and his good genes.
Let's talk about you and fatherhood.
Yes.
How is that?
It is amazing.
Is it?
Parker is almost two, and then we have a new one on the way that's coming next month, so they're going to be exactly 2 years apart.
So and you weren't tired enough already.
I know. So tired. Well, I can't. That's the thing. I can never complain, because no matter how tired I am, I can only imagine Linda.
Yeah.
How
exactly.
tired she is.
That's, but you know what? Good move right there.
Yeah. See? But he's a sweetheart, and he's so funny. I can't. Like, you've been through this. How do kids know at such a young age so many things?
I know.
I don't get it. Like, he'll see something. We watch, if you've ever seen Miss Rachel, kids are obsessed with Miss Rachel. Parker wakes up in the morning, literally he just wakes up and goes, Miss Rachel? Miss Rachel? And wants to watch. Anyway, he was watching a video and then he just ran over to one of the drawers and I didn't know what he was going for. He was saying, sicker, sicker. And I'm like, what? He opens a drawer, he pulls out a shaker. I didn't even know it was in there.
Yeah.
They turns the TV and then 5 seconds later, Miss Rachel pulls out a shaker and
says,
yeah, so he knew what was coming.
He's predicting what Miss Rachel is going to do.
Yeah.
So he might be psychic.
He produces Miss Rachel's show.
Yeah. That's it. Go get her.
He does something. He and I have something in common.
Did you know this?
You like shakers?
No, we like vacuuming.
Oh, he loves vacuuming. It really completes me that Parker likes cleaning like I do. Yeah.
I know. I understand that. All right. Don't go anywhere, y'all. We are going to put Drew and Jonathan in the hot seat right after this.
Oh, love a competition.
When's the baby due?
May. May 17th.
And we're back with Drew and Jonathan Scott, who have a brand new HGTV show called Backed by the Bros.
Okay, and today we are going to have a little fun with the new game we are calling The Hot Seat.
All right, our girl Donna is here to host
it. I feel like this should be called Low Budget The Voice.
Yeah. Welcome to our show.
Well, that the shoe fits. Okay, so this is going to be fun. Here's how it's going to work. I'm going to ask a question, a burning question. Then I'm going to hit this red button. When the spotlight lands on you, you have to answer, okay?
Okay.
Ready to play?
So we'll feel the spotlight?
You'll feel it. It'll be on.
We'll know.
Ready? Question one. Have you ever ghosted someone?
Is that me?
I don't know.
It is landing on...
Not me. Please not me. Please
take
not me.
Take your time with the light.
Drew!
Oh, it is me.
Oh, you landed
all right.
Hot seat. Have you ever ghosted someone?
I don't think I've ever really ghosted someone because I'm very blunt and open, and if I find you're not my vibe, I'm just like, hey, you're not my vibe, so I'm not going to respond anymore.
You say it.
Yeah, I say
you
it.
You say it. That's better.
I'm actually the worst ghost because I just say it very upfront.
But I think that's actually...
That makes me Casper. Yeah. It makes me Casper.
Yeah, exactly.
That is friendly. Sweet. Okay, good for you. Next question. Here's the question.
For you.
Have you ever asked a guest on your show for their number? Is there a sound effect here?
Wow.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I know who that is.
Who's it going to be?
I've been with Linda since the beginning of our show, so I hope this question doesn't come to me. It's going to be a Hoda.
Have you ever asked a guest on your show?
I'll tell you
what we did. And it was, you were part of this.
Okay.
You were part of this. We asked a guest because we liked this guest for me, but this guest was busy, taken, and had children. And so we asked about a friend. So we essentially asked for a number on the show, which I have. Do you have someone else?
No. Well, you also like to ask people like Sheryl Crow for their number.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I always ask for the number.
I thought it was like for a date.
She does both.
That was the date.
She does both.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Friend dates and date.
And by the way, Hoda, when you're saying we asked for a number, who's we? Oh, the two of you. Oh,
I was like. I led it. Yeah. And she led it
and I collected.
So today I chose Thruple. Okay.
I asked.
Jenna is the best.
Jenna's a good wingman.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
Here we go. Next question. Who is the craziest person to slide into your DMs? Who's gonna get it?
It's gonna be good. Is it
Who's
you?
Who's in the hot seat?
Who is it? Who is it?
Uh-oh.
I like this.
Craziest person to slide into your DMs, Jonathan.
Oh, I have a good one.
Okay.
I was very excited. Share.
What?
Wait, what?
A while. Yeah, it was not in a romantic way, but she had watched one of our shows, and she was just saying that she was watching this during the pandemic, and so I was like, I immediately was like, call everyone I know. Share.
No, but she came in to say how, why the hell don't the homeowners listen to you? And she was like in the DM, she was like, that homeowner needs to listen to you more.
She's writing in there.
Wow.
What?
Do you respond? And it's like a whole conversation.
Did I respond to Share? Of course, I responded to Share. Yeah, I just. Like you know, I was single at the time. I'm like, so what's happening?
Oh my gosh.
I responded. I laughed, and she was funny, and that was
I love
that.
It.
I mean, that's the best.
That's I know. I think that's the best answer we could have ever gotten.
Wow,
thank you. Okay, next question.
John.
Next question. Have you ever been skinny dipping?
I know where this baby's going.
Yeah. Who
and have been
four. Skinny dipping?
Three.
And it's
Do you guys all know this stuff already somehow? Yes, I was skinny dipping years and years ago. We were on vacation.
Who's we?
Were a whole bunch of people.
Great question.
We were actually in Cuba, of all places.
Who is we?
Who's we?
Just a bunch of, like, a bunch of college friends, and then we went in, and then somebody stole our clothes.
No!
And so we literally had to do the trek back with, like, leaves. Yeah.
No!
So the question should have been, how many times
have you been? Yeah, that's very true. And where? How many locations?
Yeah, so I just went in the fountain outside the building.
The police are actually calling to arrest. Okay.
Okay. All right, final question. Who is your celebrity hall pass?
Oh gosh.
I have a feeling I know who's going to get this.
Well, it's got to be. There's only one.
It's go to
I know.
And it is JDH. Celebrity Hall Pass.
Okay, my Celebrity Hall Pass is Colin Firth.
I knew it.
Colin Firth.
Yes, it is. And so, Colin, call me.
I have Colin in my phone. Do you want me to
do
call
not.
Him right now? Should we do this?
Jonathan, I think you're the MVP of this game. Great job, everyone.
You got all the names.
You can't even win the game. You won.
All right, guys. Drew and Jonathan's new series, it's called Back by the Bros. It premieres Wednesday, June the 5th on HGTV, and it streams on Max. Oh, way to go, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Let's go skinny dipping.
Kevin and Michelle, good cultural. They sit down and they talk. Oh, whoa! What she learned from Oprah.
You can't call it low budget voice and go throwing the mic.
Wow!
Wowza!
Back now with E! Style host Zanna Roberts-Rossi, who recently caught up with actress and entrepreneur Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah, Zanna has something fun in store for all of us.
That's right, ladies. I had a very revealing conversation with the Oscar winner on everything from parenthood to her incredible closet. Check it out. From breaking box office records to brokering deals in the boardroom, Gwyneth Paltrow has completely shaken up the wellness industry. I got the chance to sit down with her here in sunny LA to talk about love, life, and running an empire. You show up so authentically in absolutely everything you do. Is this something that came with maturity, or have you always been that way?
I used to have a great BS meter, but I was more cognizant of, like, not hurting someone's feelings or pleasing people, and I've kind of let a lot of that go now.
You have a fun dinner party trick. You have one common question that you ask the whole table to keep the thread together. What was the last great question you asked at a table?
What's something that's causing you friction in your life that you're working on overcoming, healing, figuring out? If you're at a dinner party, it's obviously small, and you ask a deeper question, I think inherent in that is this is a safe space.
Yep.
And we all are going to bring kind of our A game here and be vulnerable.
What was one of the funnier questions?
Who is the person in your life that you regret sleeping with the most, and why?
Done. Your mom, an incredible actress, Blythe Danner, but you said she gave up some incredible roles.
Yeah.
In order to bring you and your siblings up.
She did.
Was there any roles that you gave up to bring up Apple and Moses?
There were a lot. I mean, it's funny because it didn't feel like a sacrifice to me at the time. But if I look back at it through, like, a cultural lens, I think, like, wow, if people know that, you know, I didn't do this movie or that movie, they'd be quite shocked.
Can you tell me one?
No!
Never. You do have an Oscar, a Globe, a SAG Award.
An Emmy. Don't forget
an Emmy.
My Emmy.
Can we get an EGOT?
I would like to do a play, actually, but not for the sake of the EGOT.
What would bring you out of retirement?
It's nonstop right now. So I don't know how I could go on set, but maybe at some point. I don't know. I never say never. That I have learned.
One role Gwyneth holds proudly, that of a minimalist style icon. You have an incredible archive of all of your pieces from way back. Are there any of those incredible looks that Apple is hankering after?
She loves to go into the archive and try things on, and it's really fun. And she's absconded with many of a 90s Calvin Klein and skirts, tube skirts, and all kinds of, you know, slip dresses. And she's very into the 90s, as all the kids are, apparently.
Kids are. Well, what is your go-to outfit right now for killing a meeting?
My power skirt.
How about date night? What's the look?
Naked.
Just completely. Just nothing.
Nothing. I'm usually cooking something, so something comfortable. Date night is always a Friday, and so I'm, like, coming off a busy day and a busy week, so I'm always, like, you know, doing something pretty easy and simple.
Busy days come with the territory of serving as founder and CEO of Goop, Gwyneth's modern-day lifestyle brand, which she first launched as a newsletter in 2008.
You were the OG thought leader in this space. What's next?
Really personalized wellness is going to be where it goes next.
You are big into meditation.
I do TM in the morning for 20 minutes. And then I've started doing this eyes open meditation.
How would I do eyes open meditation right now?
Pick a point and let your gaze get soft, but kind of stay in one. Okay. And just breathe easily a few times. Become aware of the things you can see. And then you sort of play with releasing negative and positive space. So let things kind of go blurry and then come back.
With that, it was time to try Gwyneth's go-to relaxation routine.
Sometimes I get in the bath and I wash my hair in the bath. A lot of people think it's weird in America.
Do they? They dunk the head.
This scalp scrub shampoo is incredible. It's like you feel all the day coming off your head.
Satisfying.
I'm so into it. Then, of course, the daily juice cleanser, just to get like everything off the face.
Mm-hmm.
And then the exfoliator, and then toner, and then the moisturizer.
You've not only been interviewed a gazillion times in this space, but you also interview some of the biggest thought leaders.
Yeah.
Who of those people has given you the best advice?
I think Oprah, her advice about befriending yourself and being authentic, I think that is like the best beauty tip in the whole world.
I agree. And it sticks with you.
Yeah.
100%.
Totally.
I mean, wow.
What a beautiful conversation you guys had.
It was a great conversation. Yeah. She is, and she also helped me meditate, which I can never do.
Live on television.
Interesting.
Yeah, really zoned out.
She's really killing it in all ways.
Absolutely is. And we've got something for you. It's time to do our favorite thing, ladies.
Let's do it.
We're going to shop
the drop.
Let's shop and drop.
The drop.
What is this? What do we have, girl?
Okay, so guys, we reached out to Gwyneth and the Good Clean Goop team, and they are giving today viewers some of their favorites at a discounted price.
Wow.
Only for today's show viewers, and it's only for 48 hours.
All right, Zana, okay, shall we see the deal?
Okay.
Three, two, one. Wow.
Alrighty, so we have three great products here. So this is the Good Clean Goop, and it's the Daily Cleanser. Now this is basically a green juice for your face. It detoxes and it freshens. Don't drink it, but it is great to detox your face.
Right.
So this was $19.99, now it's $19.99, now it's $14.99.
Wow. Okay.
Then we have the Nutrient Rich Daily Moisturizer. This basically floods your skin with lots of hydration.
Mm-hmm.
This is one that Gwyneth herself swears by for that silky skin. It plumps.
Oh my God.
Isn't that delicious? I know.
Get on that.
It's delicious. Oh. My dry hands as well. Don't forget the neck, ladies. Always do the neck, AM and PM. So that was $29.99.
I love that.
And now it's going for $22.50.
Amazing. And then what about the serum? Mm.
So this is the Healthy Aging Serum. This is a powerhouse multi-action serum. I love the fact they're rebranding it Healthy Aging instead of Anti-Aging as well, right?
Good for
this
her.
Is so
yeah.
positive.
It's true.
So this targets hyperpigmentation. It was $39.99 and now it's $29.99.
Wonderful. Wow. That's so great.
Great deals.
You're all great products.
Thank you so much. We love this series. Keep it going, please.
So
and to
much,
get
guys.
These exclusive beauty deals, all you have to do is scan that QR code or head to today.com/shop.
Coming up next, the delicious dinner for your Passover table from our good friend Joel Gamarin. Coming up. After this, I like the smell. It's light and
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. Mixed with blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar for the perfect balance of sweet, salty, and sour every time. Discover legendary taste with Cayman Jack, America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Passover begins next week, so who better to cook up a special holiday meal than our pal Joel Gameron? And you can follow along. All you have to do is scan the QR code.
Hi, Joel. Okay, Joel is the host and executive producer of the PBS cooking show Homemade Live.
Yes.
Which welcomes celebrity guest.
Yeah, you guys are going to have to come on.
Wait, we will. Oh, look, there's Kathleen.
Yes, of course she did. She flew into Seattle. She came to the studios, but today it's about Passover.
All right, let's talk about it.
Kind of a neat take.
Okay.
I love this idea.
You do? Okay, yeah. So brisket's always on the table. We're not doing brisket.
What are we doing?
This is a new cut. This is called chutney. I know, controversial.
Why is it controversial?
I don't know. Everyone wants the brisket, but the brisket's expensive. Okay. Chutney is more affordable.
But chutney gives you the brisket feel. I just ate some.
See? Jenna knows.
She knows.
Jenna knows. So, Hoda, you're going to start.
What was I going
to
do?
I like to smear, because you got to smear tomato paste all over this. We already did one side, so you're going to do the other side.
And by the way, you have salt and pepper stuff
on it. Yeah, and then you just salt and pepper it. So this is what the chutney roast looks like. It's got unbelievable intermuscular fat. It is so tender when you roast it up. So,
and it's a lot less expensive than the brisket?
It's like half the price.
What?
Yes. That's good.
So I'm going to slice an onion while I'm doing that. Jenna, you're going to prepare a little sheet tray. So I've got some onions already in there.
Okay.
I've got some cinnamon, honey, the whole thing. And then what you want to do is kind of create a little bed.
Wait, do you put the meat on before you pour this?
No, we're going to put the meat on top. You're making a little bed for the meat.
Did you say cinnamon and honey?
Yes.
Well, tell me about that.
Oh my gosh. It just caramelizes. It gets so good. Oh. The way this smells, Hoda.
Yeah.
It's like a hug. I mean, I don't know how to describe it.
Do I put this?
Yeah, all in.
Not this.
Yes, all in. You're making a big pool.
A pool of
stuff. Yeah, we're kind of braising this. All right, now, Hoda.
Yes, talk to me.
Grab that big hunk of meat.
Oh,
yeah, you got it, girl. Come on. One hand. Look at her.
Come on, bro. You've done this before. You know you've done this.
Look at these guns right now.
I know. I love it. She's got the world's best arms. Let's go.
Just lay it right on top.
Lay it gently.
Beautiful.
Now, but does it get all this stuff on it?
Yes. So what you do now is you cover it. Roast at 375 for 3 hours.
Three
Are you with
hours.
Me so far?
With
yes.
you.
Now, a lot of Jewish families out there, they put the veg with that mistake.
What did you do?
Overcooked, it becomes like baby food. I don't like that.
That's true.
So at 3 hours, you take it out. It looks like this. You can see it kind of cooked down. Now you put the veg in.
Now
all right.
The veg.
So everyone scatter a little
veg. Is this well done? How are you cooking that?
Yeah, braised. You cook it all the way so it's like way falling apart.
And this too?
Yep. Potatoes? And then you cook it for another hour uncovered. Okay. You with me?
Mm-hmm.
Now it looks like this.
Okay.
You have this beautiful slicing knife. Look at that thing. I know. You bring this table side, you look legit.
It looks beautiful.
I know.
And it's not too fatty.
And doesn't it look like brisket?
It looks exactly like brisket.
Right?
So now let's...
So now, come taste. Get it on the
side. Okay. Yeah. What is this purple thing?
Okay, so the purple thing, I think Passover gets a notorious bad rap for you don't eat for a long time because of the prayers. And So I like to put a little bit of something, like a dip.
What is
this? This is a whipped yogurt and beet, like little
beet. It's amazing.
You love it?
Yeah, I just ate some.
And then this, you guys, I don't know if we can get in close
here. That's as good as brisket.
Is that awesome?
Mm.
And then this is for dessert. This is matzah toffee with a little bit of sesame seeds on
top. What?
Try this. I want Hoda's reaction.
Mm. Okay.
Your knees are about to buckle. Just try. Is that insanity?
Mm-hmm.
Is that insanity? My buddy Ed just said we need to box this up. This is like, I think we need to box
it up. What? You box it up?
Yes.
Taste it.
Is that insanity?
It tastes like a Heath bar.
I know.
This needs to be on stores.
No, right. Immediately.
First investors right
we
here.
We will. We'll invest.
Matzah bark.
Oh, my God.
Unreal.
Joel, you're the best. For this recipe, save it. Go to our Today account and head to today.com/food.
Mm-hmm.
We love you, Joel.
Thank you, Joel. Mm. Coming up next show, we're playing a fun celebrity guessing game. Hoda and I are put to the
That is so crazy. No, you got to sell
this. I feel
this.
Like they could sell that at like
Well, they do. My buddy was saying, this is like.
Right, there is not much our team loves more than an obscure national holiday, so they couldn't let this National Haiku Poetry Day go by without a new game called Haiku.
Oh, and here to host and really the creator of this brilliant game is our associate producer, Sean. Sean, take us back to third grade, will you?
Well, let's go. I mean, we all remember learning about haiku, the Japanese originated poems, five syllables, then seven, then five. Well, we here at Hoda and Jenna Game Headquarters have written several about certain celebrities.
Okay.
So I will read the full haiku once I finish.
The full haiku.
Once I finish.
I believe he's looking at you.
I think he's eyeballing you.
Yeah, and you can buzz in and see if you can tell who I'm talking about.
Okay.
So it's been a fired up week. Can we set a zen mood?
Yes.
Max,
yes, please. I'm begging. Oh, it feels good already.
Breathe in and out. Here goes the first one. Bought herself flowers.
Oh, sorry. I just
Get
got
out.
Excited.
No.
We know.
One. Okay. Bought herself flowers. One of the
she
two most
it.
Wanted.
No, I don't lose it.
Hannah Montana.
Jenna. Miley Cyrus.
No, did you just hear him call Jenna?
Jenna?
Miley Cyrus.
You're welcome.
See? It's because I listened to the rules. And
I was excited.
Okay.
We really are back in third grade. All right, next one.
Deep breath in first again, please.
Salty breakfast name. 6 degrees separated. He wants to cut.
Kevin Bacon.
Correct. Yeah.
I was going to hug you, but I decided not to.
Hold me by the back of my
by
head.
By the nape. Next one. Big Little Liar. Australian acting queen. AMC Theater.
Nicole Kidman.
Oh my God.
Yes,
why are you getting faster than me?
You almost just broke the podium. Next one. A makeup mogul. Cheers to the freaking weekend. Please more music soon.
Rihanna.
Correct. It's tied up.
I love that game. I love that song so much.
Yeah, they like to play that when the weekend starts.
I know, that's
show.
Why we love it so much.
We dance True. Around.
Okay.
All right, next one. English-born actor acts as DJ on the side. Not Bond, but should be.
Idris Elba.
Correct.
I thought y'all were going to do Colin Firth, but you didn't.
What's the score?
It's 3-2, but it's close.
Interesting.
If you had just waited.
This one might be for you, Hoda. Next one. The Last Holiday.
Oh.
Hip-hop royalty now acts.
No, she's not done. I'm sorry, you're out.
U-N-I-T-Y. Oh.
Queen Latifah.
Queen Latifah.
When you get overexcited, it doesn't work.
I'm sorry, I forgot you.
Wait, we forgot to inhale in.
This is the tiebreaker. This is the last one.
This is it. But you have to be zen at the same time.
Zen, last one. Ready?
I like this, Sean.
Short, blonde hair up high. Acrobat or pop singer? Mix of red and white.
Pink!
Aww. Correct! Hoda, you've won! And Jenna was talking a big game all morning about it.
Yeah, and by the way, I love your delivery.
Oh, thank you.
So on
point. We're not done because you've won, we have a personalized haiku I wrote just for you.
Thank
you want to hear it?
Gosh, yes, please.
You ready? Can we get the music?
Inhale.
Anchor guides our ship. Rich crackers in bed? Yes, please. Watch out for Helen.
Do Jenna's.
All right, okay, Jenna. Thank you. You're a good sportsmanship.
All right, here's Jenna's. Texan forever. Mama's done with kid parties.
Meow. Meow.
Sean, you actually won this game.
Sean, you're the winner. You are the winner always, and we will be back right after.
By the way, Sean, this was your best. I'm sorry. But your whole... You want a little boost today to feel a little bit better? I've got a great podcast out. It's Making Space with a very special guest. This girl right here. This is one of my favorite conversations we've had.
Yes.
It's an encore, and it's worth re-listening to. I did, and I loved it.
Oh,
top
I love
rated,
it.
By the way, Miss Jenna Bushager.
Okay, we'll scan that QR code right there or get Making Space wherever you hear podcasts.
Tomorrow, Tony Danza, Journey Smollett, and celebrity chef
what?
Mario Carbone.
That sounds fun.
Bye. Bye.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. Mixed with blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar for the perfect balance of sweet, salty, and sour every time. Discover legendary taste with Cayman Jack, America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.